Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there. Today we're simply going to talk about mingling. Have you ever watched another speaker who was receiving a standing ovation, great interaction from the audience, and rave reviews, and wondered what they have that you don't? They have strong presentation skills, but so do you. They have great content, but wait, so do you. Their audience is with them all the way. Is yours? Something's off and your crowd is just not into you. You ever wonder why? Maybe it has to do with your MQ. I'm going to share with you what can make the difference. It's your MQ. MQ equals mingle quotient. The biggest secret to getting the audience to connect with you and become completely engrossed with your speech is to get there early and mingle. Okay? What makes star speakers stand out is their willingness to go the extra mile and to give above and beyond what is expected of them. You say you're already going beyond and traveling many extra miles, and you're making individual connections in the process? If not, I'll show you here and how it can be a simple thing to do if you make the time to get there early. Mingle, shake hands, walk around, introduce yourself, and listen to them. Make connections before you take the stage and see them pay off during your time in front of the audience. Put your mingling skills and talents to good use outside of the room to see better engagement inside the room. What are you supposed to say to all the people you meet? The beauty here is that you needn't talk very much at all, okay? Let your audience members tell their story and intently listen to each one. This is priceless, because it shows that you really care about why your audience members are there on your day to speak. Once they have finished, chime in with a great tip and leave the me part out. Do not go on and on about the things that you've done, where you've been, what you think. Turn off the you and tune into them, okay? Everyone wants to be heard, right? To do this effectively, you'll need to practice so you can connect with people, but not get too bogged down in only one or two conversations. You might ask, how am I supposed to get there early and mingle? I have so much to do before my speech. You're nervous, you need to practice, you have so many materials to set out, and you must get in the zone before taking the stage. I get that. However, the time for practicing passed before the day of your event. You need to do all of your practicing and your final prep before you get to the event. You need to be in the zone while driving to the event, and then in a headspace where you can give of yourself freely before you get on the stage. This walk about the room will make a huge difference in the way the audience responds to you and interacts with you. They are already comfortable and they're connected to you. They have goodwill for you now. They will share this goodwill for you with their neighbors in the audience. Hey, I met her or him beforehand, and she or he is really warm and terrific. This man about to speak is really tuned in to what we're challenged with at work. He really cares. They want to see you do well, and they will get you there. Okay? So professional performers know that it is important to warm up an audience. They have opening acts or warm-up comedians. You have you. You are your own opening act when you walk the floor, you know, or when you introduce yourself. Exhibit a friendly manner and listen. You have a great opportunity here. I think many speakers miss this golden opportunity in a room full of people before the event. Having the chance to tune in and connect with individuals in your upcoming audience is a gift. Up your mingle quotient by walking the floor, greeting and meeting, and most importantly, being an attentive and engaged listener. Make connections. Relate. See the dividends pay by an engrossed and engaged audience. Have your back of the room ready. Do not be surprised when they want more of you once you have finished your speech. A speaker with high MQ is always very much in demand. That's it for this podcast, and thank you for listening in.